Now, I would like to welcome Mr. Gyuri Dunai, who is a traditional Roma from Hungary, and who will read a poem in Romani, and Mr. Emilian Nicolae will translate it in English.
Mr. Gyuri Dunai. Mr. Dunai is a very sensible traditional Roma who feel the weight of the time, the weight of the life, and of course the lack of the respect which is around us now. And when I'm talking about the lack of the respect, it's about Roma communities. Because in Roma tradition, the respect for culture and for language is a big issue. It's very hard to be understandable by the new generation. And the love and the respect which keep our traditional Roma communities united in front of the problems which the Roma community are faced in the last 100 years. He is a very traditional Roma who is asking himself what will be in the future with his Roma community.
Gyuri Dunai szára vele. De ma vorba tu manusa, so starko ja ive stupema. Kaj same ju make čorura, lokes lokes korkora. Dulmu dulmut nakade sas, e butrum saloša nas. Vojala šekere nas pati v šukarci kave nas. Kataraves čipuše nas, kaj pengijaga kare nas. Čepu vakosan, Čeho, Njamco, Ruso, Šaj Ungro, nas kod Ogindo. Anda ga žengo či vorbi nas, numa pengo romano dike nas. Biti ne nas, paru venas, cera, cera, koha venas. Eter ne pinđardio nas, nive familiji putre nas. Kado dulmut sa šukar, beze kajha sajlas, evrama sa viurajlas. Hemange prala, saravela, o romano ašola. Ešavura cinnura od rom rakena. Šaj anda baroviška saj vena. Šaj anda nepura biona.
Thank you. Our next and last speaker is Mr. Emilian Nicolae. Emilian Nicolae is a writer and traditional Rom from Romania, where he studied management and law administration. He was founder and leader of the Roma Youth Student Movement in Romania and Europe from 1995 to 2000, and was president of both the Roma Students Association and the Forum of European Roma Young People. As a human rights activist, Emilian set a precedent in the Romani minority in Europe by bringing their cases to Romanian courts, as well as to the European Court. He worked for the Romanian government in 1977 as an expert advisor on Roma to the Minister of Minorities. Between 1997 and 1999, he was project coordinator for the European Roma Rights Center in Budapest, Hungary. As a writer, he wants to write in Canada about his community. Please welcome Mr. Emilian Nicolae.
Thank you very much. As I said before, I hope that I will not make so many mistakes with my English. And I will start to speak about the slavery of Roma just very shortly, because Ronali was just reminded that before. So the arrival of Roma in Eastern European countries and West Europe and in general Europe was maybe around 1,000 years ago. And they start to establish in the country where they've been accepted, and the center of the Roma was the Balkan. Balkans, sorry. And they find there more tolerance than other countries like West Europe or even Asia. They found the possibility to live there, and of course they were obliged to live there because they, as they arrived, they become slaves of that societies, of that armies. And they try to survive in this situation as slaves, trying to keep their tradition and their language. And they survived like that around more than 500 years, until now 150 years ago, when they were slavery were abolished, exactly when especially in Romania was were two phases of abolition of the slavery, was in 1848 or 49, after the European Revolution, and the second time was in 1864 when the Romanian authority decided to leave the Roma free. But their freedom was not a real freedom because, in fact, as you know, many countries where people were slaves, the societies tried to integrate them, to educate them, and, of course, to let them to become citizens of that societies or people to live in that societies. In Romania and almost all countries from Eastern Europe, they were ignored. They were lived how they can, even at the border of the society. In this situation, they try to survive like human beings, of course, with the skills they got, and they survive like that another 50 years or even more until the communism arrived in Eastern Europe, and they tried to assimilate the Roma in a way which, of course, was not very close to the human rights, I think you understand. They were not adopted like full citizens. They try to be adopted like people who don't be so by the others, by the society. They were the shadow of the societies. And they survived like that another 50 years until the communism was fall in 1990. And my country, in December 1989, was the revolution against communism. And from that moment, because I cannot say that in the communism we got no some advantages, because that system obliged our people to go to school. And they start to get enough skills, education, and some of them, they even were integrated well to the society. They get very good jobs, even in very good position. Unfortunately, these people, when they got this position, they forgot that they are Roma or something like that, because they were ashamed to say they are Roma, because also the societies tried to make them to feel that they, if they will show that their identity, they make them to be afraid. And it's true that also they were expelled from the places that they will work, from that places where they got it by their education. After 90, like in all Eastern European countries which the communists fall, the Roma tried to organize their communities, tried to fight for real rights, and they organized a kind of civil society, and they organized organizations, they organized and they tried to have the skills to fight for the civil rights, for the rights, cultural rights, which they never get it before. And this situation where involved people which got, as I said before, enough education, but without the experience and the expertise which is in Western European countries or North America, because they got no possibilities to be trained by someone how to fight, how to ask for rights, and which are their democratic rights. Because Eastern European countries, the society was still continued to live after the rules which was, were in the communist time. But also during that time, our activists, Roma activists, traveling from one country to another country and also getting the possibility to come in contact with human rights activists from West Europe, North America, from other continents, they start to understand what exactly they fight for. And we start to organize in a way which make us to understand that is the real way. Of course, the support was not a big one or a very good one to make us to organize very well. And also the ambitions of some activists or other organization which came is through that to help us. Organization mean to give us the possibility to travel. I mean financial support. Still emotion because I'm speaking from the view of a Roma activist, which was involved directly, and which was suffering directly by all this form of racism in my country. My village was burned down. Also, many other 40 or 45 villages were affected violently by the majoritarian. And what is sad, the Romanian authorities, they never take measure to stop all this violence in an official way. We were asking about this because we were thinking that if the Romanian officials would stop all this violence, the Romanian population would stop all that. And also we were hoping that stereotypes from schools or from public places where we were not accepted will stop and will go, or I'll say they will be lost. Of course, still my country is our problem, but in a way we done good work. And this moment we have lots of young activists and many, many students in universities. I was one of the people who initiate the student movement to my country. Student mean students on the high level and superior level. And this was in 1995, when I tried to oblige of course, a legal way, some universities to accept our students to study. And first students which we put in the university were around 5 or 6. For us was a big event that. But in the next 5 years which was follow, our number was increased, and in this moment it's around 1,000 Roma students in Romanian universities, and we hope that all will be involved in our movement. My coming here, and I will try to stop after because I'm sorry, it's my time to stop. My coming here was because I got problem in my country. Because my activism started to disturb on national level. Because in time I become an international activist, and I am a leader of an international organization which is recognized by United Nations. And also because I bring the case of my community, European Human Rights Court in Strasbourg in France, which make the authority to get very upset because we try to show the reality of my people on international level. I hope that we will win that case. I don't know if we will win or not, but anyway, I create the precedent to show that in my country was discrimination and violence against my people. I will keep 1 minute more the microphone to say that this situation is not only in my country. It's in all Eastern European countries, Bulgaria, Hungary, ex-Yugoslavian republics, Czech Republic, special Czech Republic, where the Roma were affected by the events with skinheads, Slovakia, and many others from Central Europe, where the Roma were directly affected. What I want to say now is that really we have a strong movement in Europe now, and we hope that in the next 10, 20 years, our people will get the rights we need and we should have. Thank you very much. And if you have questions.
Thank you, Emilian.